Now, word is that you are shipping DeckTalk XS 32 with subsequent versions of WindowEyes.
That's right. We Eloquence is nice for a lot of things, but there are some issues with Eloquence, and so we're always looking around for options of other synthesizers that we can use with WindowEyes. Of course, it supports anything we can get our hands on, but as far as what we ship with it now, we decided to work very closely with Phonix, who is now the latest owner of DeckTalk, both the hardware and software products. But they're mainly, of course, only working on their software products now. And we worked up a great deal with them to allow us to include DeckTalk Access 32 with every copy of WindowEyes now. So when you install WindowEyes, we're not sure if we're going to default to Eloquence or Deck, how that's going to be. But they'll both be there that you can certainly install either one, Eloquence or Deck, and be able to use that. Now, this copy of DeckTalk will be locked to WindowEyes. It will only be usable by WindowEyes. So we'll still have our full version available that we've been selling. But if anybody's been watching our list, you'll know that that price has dropped down from $200 down to $75 for the full version, which can be used by any product that supports DeckTalk Access 32.
Okay, so that means that there's no additional copy protection as a result of DeckTalk then, because it's locked to WindowEyes.
Exactly. So you don't have that headache anymore. It's just going to be there. It's just going to work, and that's the beauty of it. So there is no copy protection other than it only works with WindowEyes, and that in itself, as you said, is the copy protection, I guess.
Okay. What about those of us who own DeckTalk Access 32, you know, in our own rights? Will WindowEyes be smart enough not to overwrite that version of DeckTalk?
Absolutely. We want to make sure that this is all seamless to the user. So even if you select to install the version that only works with WindowEyes, it will not overwrite your full version at all. So you won't even know anything what's going on. It won't interrupt at all your existing copy, and they'll just be totally separate. So, yeah.
So what version of DeckTalk will be shipping?
Well, we're not 100% sure yet, but it's probably going to be in the... We've been working with DeckTalk because they've had some issues with some of the other... Some problems that they've had over the years, and we've talked to them. They're very anxious now to resolve some of these issues, and they have for us. And so I'm not sure what they're going to be calling that version. Last I heard, it's probably going to be called 4.62, which is basically the 4.61 with all of our fixes that we asked them to resolve. They also are working on some newer technology things that hopefully we can pass on as that becomes available. But for right now, it probably will be the 4.62.
Okay, because DeckTalk ain't what it used to be. Yeah, some of the newer iterations of the software sound quite strange.
Well, that's some of the things that we asked them to fix. When they came out with the 4.61, I don't know that too many people were actually using that or were that actually... I just don't know how many people were actually playing with it, who beta tested it or whatever, but there were some very big differences in the voice quality. The pitch seemed strange. It was just all around not good. And so, but it had some other fixes in there that were good that we've asked for. And so we wanted the best of both. And that's where 4.62 will come into play. So it will have the same old sound that you're used to, but have some of that static noise that some people were hearing on some sound cards or whatever. That's gone away. And some of the sappy problems that they were having in the past have gone away and things like that.
There are also issues of excessive use of abbreviations, i.e. Sunday Microsystems, Windows 98 Southeast. Are they going to be looked at?
That's definitely on the list of things that we're working with them on. DeckTalk in the past had the ability of disabling all the abbreviations and acronym type features. Unfortunately, it had the side effect of causing major other problems, which is why WindowEyes didn't issue the command to tell it to stop doing that. We are working with them to resolve that so, again, we can get the best of both. We can shut it up without getting the side effects. So hopefully that will be in there, yes. Yeah.